In Daf Ches Amud Aleph, we had a machlokes between Rami Bar Chama and Rava. Rami Bar Chama was mevayer that when two people pick up a talis, there is a problem in the kinyan hagbah of each one. Yosu zuki mishim menachas al gabi karke, vizuki mishim menachas al gabi karke. And the only way this is rectified, because each one with his agbor is magbiya for the other one also, that to be mashlum the agbor of the second one. And because of this, Rami Bar Chama was mechiyach that a magbiya metziya lechaveiroi kona chaveiroi. There's no problem of a typhus lebal chayiv b'mokim shechav l'acherim by metziya. And Rava disagreed with Rami Bar Chama. Rava said, no, megbiya metziya l'chaveiroi lekan l'chaveiroi, because it falls into the category of a typhus lebal chayiv b'mokim shechav l'acherim. And the reason why two people pick up a metziah, one could be the hagbah of one can help for the other. It's a new concept of migu de zochi lenavshe zochi nami lechavre. That's what we learned yesterday. Let us continue. Teida. So now Rava brought a raya that the pshat is the way he said, that there is a concept of migo de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre, and that can help even though in yesod there would be a chesorin, that shlichas wouldn't help. One cannot be toifis b'mokim shechav lecherim, but there is a concept of migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre, de zochi lenafshe is machia that it could be zochi lechavre also, even though without the zochi lenafshe there's a problem for zochi lechavre. And he brought a raya. She'ilu oma l'shluchei tzei u'gnoivli v'gonav pota. A person made a shliach to steal for him, begon af pota, and the person, the shliach, stole for the mishaleach, so the mishaleach is pota. Why is mishaleach pota? Because we have a klal, ein shliach ledvar avera. Veshutvim shegon v'chayovim, af al pikein, we have a klal, that shutvim shegon v'chayovim. Now we have a problem. Shutvim shegonvu. How does this help? We still have a chesoron of ein shliach ledvar aveira. My time la mishim damrinon migo de zochi lenafshei zochi nami lechavre. Because by shutvim shegonvu we have this concept of migo de zochi lenafshei. So we see that even though there is a chesorin in hilchos shliches, if it would not be zochi lenafshei, but since it's zochi lenafshei, so the barriers in hilchos shliches fall off since it's zochi lenafshei. Let us see what Rashi says. Teida. Tafilo oma loikona chaveiroi, heiche dagbiya kula ledas chaveiroi, hochi di gviya laatmi lechaveiroi koni mishamigo. So Rav is bringing a raya, tafilo there is a chesorim. I mean, b'emison we have a double chiddush in Rav. First of all, Rav is chaylik, and Rami Bachome, he holds, amagvi mitzir chaveiroi loikona chaveiroi, he holds, the Sechsaron of Teifes Lebal Chayif, that's one thing. But then Rami Bachome had a raya from the Mishnah. So on the raya from the Mishnah, he says the Mishnah is different because there's a migud is achil nafshe in the Mishnah. So now Rava wants to bring a raya that zoch, that even though in Hilchis Shlichis there would be a chesaron, but migud is achil nafshe takes off the chesaron. But so he has to bring a raya to this yisod. So that's what Rashi says, Teida. Tafilo omo loy kona chaveiroi, heiche di gvi kulu ledas chaveiroi, heiche di gvi, di abahoche di gvi laatsme ule chaveiroi, koni mishu migu. Then there's a migu, the zochi lanamshi, zochi nami lachavre. Potter, amishaleach, potter melashalem keifo, the kaimelon and shliach ledvar avera is chayiv shelchoy. Mishaleich is not chayiv to the maisa gneva of the shliach, elo shliach. The divrei harav, the divrei talmid, divrei mishayim. Actually, this is one of the svaris that I say in shliach ledvar avera. And perhaps pshat is that Rashi further on Daf Yudamid Beis, when Rashi explains the concept of Ein Shlich Dvar Aveira, so Rashi says, Bachiyuva, the Divamas, Bachiyuva, Divarav, Divariatam, Divramishaim, Lehoyoloi Lassis. The Shliach should not have done the Shliches. And even if he does it, the Shliches doesn't help. Lachera, that is the Pshat. He had no right to do it. So my male, the Shliches doesn't help. Perhaps it could be Mamtik. But Rashi says here, Svorim, Yiverav, Divetam, Divrem, Yishayman, we have to understand, yesterday we had said there's a Svore, we mentioned two Svores, Vayatayfis Lebal Choy, Vemokim, Shechav Lacherem, Leikoni. We mentioned the Rosh and Gittin. The Rosh says that the whole Parsha of Shlichis was never said b'mokim shechav l'acherim. He mentioned the parsha of shlichus by truma, by kedushim, by get. There, it's something that he's doing for himself. Here, the whole shlichus is lochev l'acherim. And on that chesaron, Rava had said, there's a concept of migud de zochi l'nafshi zochi nami l'chavrei. The chesaron of chav l'acherim falls off if it's zochi l'nafshi. That's what Rava said. Now Rava wants to bring a raya from Ein Shlich l'dvar avera. There is also a problem in shliches, and zochi l'nafshi takes off that chesaron. So we can learn pshat in this gemara perhaps two ways. One way we can learn pshat that all the chesroinus of shliches, whatever they may be, they could be different. Could be different chesroinus. But if he's doing for himself, then migo de zoch l'namshe, then all the barriers of shliches fall off. There's a chesroin, you can't be a shlich loch of lacherem. But if it's migo de zoch l'namshe, it helps for lacherem. There's a chesroin ein shlich ledvar avere. Migud the Zochil and Nafshi takes that off, and perhaps we'll see later in the sugya. There's other chesroinus, and Migud the Zochil and Nafshi will take it off. And there's a Migud, since the Sriya helps for him, so even though if the Sriya would only be for Yana, there'd be problems, but since the Sriya helps for him, it's Zochina Milachavri. That's one way we could learn. Yesterday we had mentioned Rabbi Kivega that brings down a Beis Meir, that Rabbi Kivega says the reason that a Teufis Lebal Choy B'mokim Shechav La'Cheirim is Leikoni, it's Me'ein and Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. It's a Dvar Aveira to be Chav La'Cheirim. That's how he brings down from the Beis Meir. It's Me'ein and Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. So perhaps, according to Rabbi Kivega, so it's very Geshmak the Raya from Rovet. That means Teufis Lebal Choy B'mokim Shechav La'Cheirim is a Chasson of Enshlich L'Dvar Aveira. And Rav said that in the Chasson of Enshlich L'Dvar Aveira, Migo Dezochi L'Nav She helps. And he says, I'll prove it to you. Because I'll prove it to you by the Chasson of Enshlich L'Dvar Aveira, Migo Dezochi L'Nav She helps. So it would be, according to Rabbi Kivega's Mahalach, it would be very good, the Teda of Rove, that means his mom is bringing a Raya, and that perhaps would be good, where Rashi says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaymim, that's the Chesorim, by Enshlich L'Dvar Aveira, you shouldn't have done, Lehoye, Lelasis, Rashi says, and Daf Yudam at Beis. The Shlich says you should do it, but Rabban Shlich says you shouldn't do it. So Memele, if the Rabbi Shalom did not want that you should do this for Yenna, so Memele, there's no parsha of Shlichus. So it would be very good, the Teda of Rove, that forget, it's all one Chesorin, it is a Chesorin of Lehoye Leilasais, but if there's a Din Migul that overrides the problem, that since it's Migul, there's Ochil and Avshi, since it helps for myself, it can help for Yana also. There's a Migo. Migo, it's chal for myself. The Sri is chal for myself, it's chal for Yana also. Vilu shutfim shegonbu, v'echot hoitziyo mirshus bailam ledatay ledas chaveri. Someone went and was moitzi a behemem. Mishus ba'ala ledatoi ledas chaveira, amrini babakame dechayo. So Rashi has a gemore in babakame, that it says, this didn't, that if a person stole for himself or for somebody else, there's a concept of migu de zochi lenam, she zochi nami lechavu. Let us see Taisvitz. Vishutvim shegonvu, Perish bekuntres shohetzi ledatoi ledas chaber kedi isa bepabakame. So Rashi brings a gemara in babakame. Veinire dahosam betviche airi utviche afilo omer tei utvachli chayev vidarshinen tachas lerabbeis hashliach. Ela shutvim shegonvu sheigbiyu shneim. Now, this Taisvis needs a lot of explanation. Taisvis is asking on Rashi, Rashi brought a gemara in Baba Kama, that shutvim shegonvu is chayit. So Taisa says there's no such Gemara. The Gemara over there is speaking about Shutvim Shegonvu, is speaking about Betviche, that they were Shutvim Shegonvu, and then one Shechted for himself and for his Shutv the Ganev. So both of them are Chayv together Dalad Vehei. And there it doesn't work out migu de zochi lenafshi. There it works by tviche de zegzer sakos of yeshlich l'dvar aveir. So the gemara that Rashi brought in Baba Kama that shutvim shegonvu was chayiv. There the gemara speaking about that there was a tviche that one ganav made for himself and for his shutiv. And by tviche, you don't need any special aloches of migud de zochi l'nafshe. There's no migud de zochi l'nafshe. And there it works out. There's a special pasuk by Tvicha, he says, Yeshlich ledvar rabeya. And this kasha, the Nachlos David, says that that's 100% true. The Gemara in Baba Kama is speaking about that there's two shutfim and one shechted for himself and for the other one, and both are chayiv dalet bei. And that's 100% right, that the reason there's a din shlichus by tviches, because there we, there's a pasuk yeshlich dvar aveira. Afilu, a ganav will tell Reuven, who is not a ganav, to shechtvim, the ganav will also be chayim. There's a special pasuk. But the Nachlos David says, but Rashi is 100% right. But it's thought, if both of them are chayiv dalet vehei, so al kochach, both of them became ganovim. Dalet vehei was only said by a ganav. Imein kan gnei, imein kan tvichet. So al kochach, the Gemara is speaking about step two, that you have shutvim shegonvu, now one shechts for himself and for the other. And both are chayiv together dalet vehei. Fine. So that what is a chayiv dalet vehei, that's like no raya whatsoever, that you say migud zochila nafshi, there's no zochila nafshi by tviche. The whole concept is not applicable by tviche. But if you have such a concept of shutvim shegonvu, so that means that they both of them became shutvim. They both then became ganovim. How did they become ganovim? Well, that if the chayiv dalet vehei, according to the previously both of them became ganovim. How did both of them become ganovim? So Rashi says that one stole for himself and for the other. That's Rashi's raya. That if the both of them are chayiv dalet vehei, according to both of them became ganovim. How did both become ganovim? According to that is the case. So that's Rashi's raya from the Gemara. The chayiv dalet vehei, al-kochach, both became ganovim, and how did they become ganovim? Al-kochach, that one stole for the other. In Taisvis says no. Taisvis says, al-shutvim shegonvu shehigbiyu shneyim. Shutvim shegonvu is speaking about that both picked up together. Now, both picked up together, so we have here a problem to have a zuki menachas agabi karke, zuki menachas agabi karke. So how do both of them become ganovim with a maisa gneva, both picking up together? Both picking up together, there's a problem. It is not a maisa agbor for any of them. Without, and so one is, Akochach, one is speaking for the other is speaking for him. Ayin shlich ledvar aveira, is a raya. Migud azach lenam, shizach inam ilacham. So the Tais asks on Taisus, he does fine. So Taisus has another case. Why is Taisus' case better than Rashi's case? But when two ganovim pick up, you have a problem. None of them could be kind of behagbo, because the yosa zu kimishu menachas agabi karka, vizu kimishu menachas agabi karka. When two people pick up a chayfetz, there's a problem. And the only way it can help, that each one picks up for the other. And we have a problem in shlich ledvar aveira, so how can I pick up for you, and how can you pick up for me? So there's a lomdus of migud zochil lenafshe. That is the right, that is the case. The case is that both picked up. So Rashi said a different case. Rashi said a case is that one picked up from, but it works out migud zochil lenafshi. That was Rava's raya. Rava said, we have a problem, Rabbi Yisrael, shlich ledvar aveira. How does it work? If we both pick up together, you'll have the same problem. So it works. Al kochach, there's a concept of migud de zochil lenafshi, zochinami lechavre. So what's wrong with Rashi's case? Rashi said a different case. Rashi said that one picked up and he was, and then Miga the Zachar Nafshi Zachinam Milachabri. So what, why is Tosfos Chilek on Rashi? That is a problem. I just like to mention two Mahalchim we should understand why Tosfos is Chilek on Rashi, and it'll come out more than Kanafka Minis. The Stipler says, the Stipler wants to say Pshat as follows. He says, there's a concept of Migul de Zochil and Nafshe, Zochinam Milachabre. He says, what would be if a person would pick up two Chafetzim? One Chafetz he wants to be Zeche for himself, and the other Chafetz wants to be Zeche for someone else. And on the other Chafetz, we have a problem in Shrichet Varavere. We have a problem, Taifus Labachai Bemokim Shechav Lacherim. We have a problem. So I'll say, this Maisa Agbor, since I was Zeche in one Chafetz, I was Zeche for myself, I'll be Zeche the other Chafetz for someone else. And that will, Nasemiku de Zochel Nam, she Zochel Nam Ilachabre. So the Stipler says, Mistava, there's no such Migu of it. These are two different Chafetzim. These are two different, if a person picked up two chafetz, and one he was zeicha with one maisa hagbo. One he was zeicha, let's talk about metziya for a minute, that metziya is a problem of chav lacheirem. There's two chafetz which are metziya. So I pick up one for myself, same maisa hagbo, one for myself, and one for my friend. So the one I'm picking up for myself is no problem. I'm picking up metziya for myself. The one I'm picking up for my friend is, so I'll say, no, Migo the Zachil and Namshe, since he was Zeche Chafetz Aleph for himself, he can be Zeche Chafetz Beis for someone else. So the disciple says, Mustafa, there's no such for him. I should meet the late Sahal Sinai. There's two Chafetzim. This Chafetz you are Zeche for yourself. The second Chafetz is a problem. There's no such concept of Migo. He says, the Tosfos understood the concept of Migu is, let us say, when two people are picking up a talus, so let's say, there's half that Reuven is picking up, there's half that Shimon is picking up. The half that Reuven is picking up, he wants to be Zeche this half, but this half is a shter to Shimon's Hagbo. Because the half that Reuven is picking up is menaged, is munach agabi karka lagabi Shimon. The half that Shimon is picking up is a shter to Reuven's Hagbo. So there the concept is, but in this half I want to be Zeche for myself. This half I want to be Zeche for myself. So there is a din migu de zochi lenafshe. In this half, I'm zoche for myself. So I could be in this half. I'm making a sri in this half for myself, though it's zochi nami lachavrei. So in the same half that I'm making a sri for myself, I'm making a sri for somebody else also. There is a concept of migu. That means theoretically, I can't be zoche for someone else. But since it's chalach leischia for myself, so it's chal for yena also. That's the din migu the zochinav zochinami lechabri. So memela so Tosfos. That's why Tosfos vehemently disagrees with Rashi. If two people pick up a chayfetz, so memela there is a problem over there. Definitely, there's a problem that. No one made a complete Agbah. Reuven needs Shimon's Agbah. Shimon needs Reuven's Agbah. But what Reuven is doing for Shimon is in the chalik that he's zeicha for himself. So that this Agbah should help for Shimon. In the chalik that Shimon is zeicha for himself, it should help for Reuven. So it shouldn't be a shtel to Reuven's Agbah. But the migu is in what he is zeicha for himself. But in Rashi's case, a person stole a behemoth, and I'm stealing half for myself and half for you. That's what he's doing. We'll be both ganavim. So, migu de zochil nafshi, since I became a ganav on this half, So that should make that I can be zeicha for you the other half. What does this have a shaykhus with the other half? That's why Tosfos vehemently disagreed with Rashi. There is a concept of migul, but the whole concept of migul is in that which I am zeicha for myself, I could make that this chiyah could help for you also. But if there are two chalokim, I feel it's one chayfetz. I feel making agbon one chayfetz. I stole half for myself and half for you. There won't be a din of migu dezochil and nafshi zochinam ilachavrei. And be'emesin, there's a machlokes in the sivus in the shach. The Shach says a halacha, a mordik halacha, if let's say that we, there's a din atayvis labalchoi, but mokim shechav lacherim loikonim. So that means if you have a loive Reuven, he owes Shimon Levi in Yehuda $100. So if Yisachar will chap the $100 for Shimon, says atayvis labalchoi, but mokim shechav lacherim. What if Shimon will chap $200? He'll have $200. He'll have $100 for himself. He'll have the other $100 for Shimon. So the Shach says, no, migu de zochi lenafshi, zochi nami lechavrei. And the Shach has a raya from Rashi. The Shach brings down Rashi. So the Nesivi says, but Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. How can you bring on Rashi? Taisvis el that you don't say such a concept of migu de zo, I'll pick up something, so since I'll be taifis half for myself, I can be taifis half for you. There's no such concept. Migu de zo chlenavsh is only in what I'm zeichah for myself, I can be zeichah for you. So lechere, that is the machlokes Rashi in Taisvis. That is why Taisvis was chelek on Rashi, and Taisvis says the whole case of migu de zochil and nafshi will only help by two people picking up. Then there's a migu de zochil and nafshi, zochil nami lecham. Omar Rove, hashte the omri migu, Rove was the one that said migu. Cheresh upikeyach sheigbiyu metziya. If a cheresh and a pikeach, they picked up a metziah together. Mitoich shekono cheresh, kono pikeach. Now, before we go further, Rava said a shtik teir over here. Let us look at this case. You have two people picked up a talis. You have a cheresh and a pikeach that is picking up a talis. And we had a klal that if two people pick up a talis, so there you need that each one's agbo is a shtel to the second one's agbo, and Rami Bachome says so. There's a concept of magvi metzil lechaveri kon lechaveri. Rava said, no, it only works. Migo de zochi lenafshi, zochi nami lechav. That's, now, if we have a cheresh and a pikeach that pick up a talis, so lechere, a cheresh is a lav bar das, a cheresh is a lav bar shlichis, so lechere, the way we would look at it, al mishkol rishin, so we would say, so you have a problem over here. Two people are picking up a talis. The cheresh is not kind for himself. He's a labadas. The cheresh can lechere be zeicher for the pikeach. But the cheresh is a problem. Lechere, he's lifting up the talis also. So we would say that no one is kind. That's lechere on mishkol rishim. We would say that no one is kind. Now let us see what Rava said. Omar Rava hashted the Omri Migu. Rava said, no, I'm going to tell you the Kechidish. Since I said there's a concept of Migu, Migu de Zochi le Navshi Zochi Nami le Chavrei. Cheresh I Pikeir Shigviu Metzia Mitoich Shekona Cheresh Kona Pikeir. Oh, I'm going to say, I said a chiddush of migo de zochi le nafshe, so me mele mitoich she kono cheresh kono pikeich. Now what does this mean? Let us see Rashi. Hashe da amret migo de zochi le nafshe, cheresh upikeich she biu mitziye, konuho, so both were kind of the mitziye. That means Cheresh can be kind anything. He's allowed by das. He's kind of in Neidar Kesholem. Let's just explain this for 1 minute. A Cheresh picks up a Metziah. So if you'll go Meikar Adin, he can grab it away from him. Because he's allowed by das, so immediately he can't make a Kinyonim. So I can go and grab away from him. But we have to understand, if we're going to grab away from all Charoshim that pick up Metzias, there's going to be a lot of friction by Klal Yisrael. That means a Cheresh picks something up, someone else is going to grab it away from him. It's not Lebedi. So Chazal made it to Kodim Neidar Kei Sholem, you're right. There's no Maisa Kinyin, there's no Das Liknois. But Al Starke Sholem, if you're going to take it away from the Cheresh, there's going to be Machlekes in. In fact, the Cheresh can't understand what you're telling him. So, I mean, there'll really be Machlekes. It'll be terrible. It'll be horrible. So Chazal said, Midnei Darke Sholem, the Cheresh picks up the Metziah, Midnei Darke Sholem, it belongs to him. Because it doesn't belong to him, Midnei Darke Sholem belongs to him, not to take it away from him. It's his. So now, Al Starke Sholem, When a Metziah that is picked up by a Cheresh belongs to the Cheresh. So now let's go a little further. Af api shagbo shal Cheresh eina agbo liknoiz. Elim neidar kishol. This name Cheresh shayte bekotten yesh bem gezel mi neidar kishol. That means if you'll steal it from a Cheresh, or you'll steal it from a cotton, this gezel mi neidar kishol. But there's a concept of migul. So then we have migul de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre. Now I thought for 1 minute, we mentioned when we started off this sugya of cheresh and pikeya. Lechere by a cheresh, there's two problems. There's one problem by a cheresh, he doesn't have das to be kind. There's another problem of a cheresh, he can't be, he's a lava shlichus, he can't be a shlichus. He was nismayed from shlichus, a cheresh can't be a shlichus. But lechere, if we say there's a concept of migu, and migu takes off all barriers, migu de schia helps for me, it can help for Yana. So memele, there's a concept of migu. So memele, so that's what Rava said. Rava said, hashte da amri migu. That means, if you would hold like Rami bar Chama, so it wouldn't help. According to Rami bar Chama, it wouldn't help because the Rami Bar Chama said that it works on Magbi Mitzi Lechaveri Kon Lechaveri, but a Cheresh can be a Magbi Mitzi for a Pikeach. He's a Lava Shliches. So Lechere, that would be very good in the Hakdama of Rove. Hashte the Omri Migo. I said Migo. So Memele, and he is Zoyche Al Starke Sholem. So the Sia helps for him. So Mamela, so Migos of Chins the Sriel help for him. So even though there's a multitude of problems for him to be Zoiche for the Pikeya, he's Allah Bardas, he's Allah Bashlichas, but since the Sriya helps for him, I mean that's the Migo the Zochel Nafshi, the Sriya will help for someone else also. That was the Chiddush of Rabbah. It helps by himself with Varavere. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi. So Migu de Zochi Lenavshe, Zochi Nami Lechavre. That's how we started off. Bolche, according to Rami Bachom, it wouldn't help. Because a Acheres can't be zeiche for a pikeach. But then the Gemara, that was a havamina that lasted for a few minutes. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not good. The Gemara says, Bishloim Acheres kone de kamagbele ben das al pikeach ba mai kone. So let's see what Rashi says. Bishloi mecheresh koni v'kamagbelei bendas l'roisha hasheini v'tzoyrech shneim. That means if you're looking mitzad the cheresh, so the cheresh, what he picked up, is kain al takei sholem. What he did not pick up, so there's a bardas that's picking up, there's a pikeich that's picking it up, L'roisha sheini l'tzoyrech shneim. V'roisha shel tzad cheresh l'gabi cheresh mi'yahavi hagbo. K'netikulem neidak isholem. So the Gemara asks on Rava, Bishlam the cheresh is taken care of. What he picked up, even though halachically it's not a ma'isekinya, neidak isholem it's a ma'isekinya. What he did not pick up, which is kimunach al gabi kake, but the pikeach picked up for him. So memele, so I can understand that the cheresh should be going. The cheresh is taken care of. Ela pikeach b'may koni. But how could you say that the pikeach is going? Legabi pikeach avaroisha sheigbia acheresh kemunach al gabi karke. Dagvod the cheresh likoni elamidaki sholem baalme. That means this is only a kinyan for a cheresh. It's not a kinyan for a pikeach. So that means, so legabi, that means for charoshim we say, for cheresh it's good enough. There was no das liknais, there was nothing. But this hagbo cannot help for the pikeach. You can't, the pikeach cannot be koine of a kinyan of darkei shalom. This is exclusive for charoshim. He's not a cheresh. So memele, so the Gemara says, so that what Rav said, since I said that this didn't make the zochil enough, she zochil nami lechavri, so that will make that everyone will be kind. So the Gemara says, "I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. The cheresh could be his kinder because he has everything going for him. Mitzad what he picked up, so it's his kinder al zake sholem. The pikeach made a hagbah for him, so you have." So in mitzad ha-hagbah of the cheresh, he's taken care of. But ha-hagbah of darkei sholem, which you say doesn't help, which is garnish mit garnish, so how could this help for the pikeach? How could the pikeach be kind? El pikeach b'maikon. So. El eima cheresh kone pikeach leikon. Oh, so now all of a sudden, you're right. We went too far, we went overboard, but al kaponim, so the pikeach will be koine, and the cheresh will be koine, the pikeach won't be koine, because and legabi the pikeach, you don't have agbov the cheresh, it's only Hagbah of Darkei Sholem, which only helps for Charoshim, not for Pikrim. But now we have a problem. If you say the Pikeach is not Koine, so then we have a problem. You, Rabbi, you said that the only reason by Metzia that one can pick up from the other is Als Migu de Zochi Lenavshe, Zochi Nami Lechavre. Now the pikeach is not koine. You just said the pikeach is not koine. So there's no zochi l'navshei. So how is the cheresh koine? So now we're in hot water. So the minute you are nochis that the pikeach isn't koine, so the cheresh also shouldn't be koine. my migu. Before we see the teretz of the Gemara, let us see what Rashi says. Umay migu ikal amay mahocha. So what kind of a migu are you going to say? Hash the amrit, the comma. You said, hash the amrit migu amrinin migu. We say, since we said migu, we say, v'cheresh amay koni. Aloy zochi pikeyach lenafshe. Aloy zochi pikeyach lenafshe. The pikeyach wasn't zeicha for himself. The name of the Zohi Nami Lechavre. Lehavi Hagbo the Pikeach Hagbo. So the Hagbo of the Pikeach for the Cheresh cannot help because it's not Zohi Lenavshe. So if it's not Zohi Lenavshe, it can't be Zohi Lechavre. So why is the Cheresh Kaine? So the Gemara says, "Migu de shnei charshim ba'al mekonu, einam mekoni." So the Gemara says, "What would be if the pikeach would have been a charsh? If you would have had two charshim, if you would have had two charshim, so then the din would have been." By its cheresh, I would say that since there's a maisa kinyan als darkei shalem, for the cheresh, we don't need real kinyanim. Even though it doesn't work, these are labadas. The cheresh is no real kinyan. But when the cheresh picks up, als darkei shalem, he's kind. Now, what would be if two charshim would pick up? What would be if two? Let's talk a minute by two charshim. Two charshim would pick up. Now, two charshim would pick up. So, a third person, a lamdan, will take away from both of them. Will say both of your charshim, your laba das. I'm taking it for myself. So, we'll make a civil book. Maybe it's. So, Chazal Zichr said that neidar ke shalom, both of them will be kind. Two charshim will pick up, so in halacha we will say that legabi the cheresh will say when two charshim pick up, since each one has a schus to be koina als darkei sholem, so we'll say that the schia will help migu de zochi lenafshi zochi nami lechavrei. By two charshim it will help. So memela by a pikeach in a cheresh, even though the pikeach is not a cheresh, aber legabi the cheresh, we're talking about darkei shalom. If there be two charshim, so even though there's no maisekinyan, but als darkei shalom, we would say that both are koine. So a pikeach in a cheresh, you have here the darkei shalom of the cheresh. You're going to take it away from the cheresh is going to explode. So, migu, that means if the pekech would have been a cheresh, so the cheresh would be koine. So, migu, the shnei charshin baalma. So, it shouldn't be worse than he's a cheresh. And if he'd be a cheresh, they would both be koine. Taisvis is a problem in this Gemara. My migu, the shnei charshin, teime. This is two migus. The base charshim, the kono haine mita migu, the zochil anafshi zochil nami lechavri. Two charshim also will work with this cheshbon that is a zochil anafshi al tzadki sholem, zochil nami lechavri. But to say that a pikeach should not be worse than a cheresh, if he would have been a cheresh, he would be zeiche. If the pikeach would have been a cheresh, the first cheresh would be zeiches, even though he's a pikeach, it shouldn't be worse than if he's a cheresh. That's a cheresh, two miguyim. How do you know you say this? Aber al kaponim, the Gemara did say, my migu, the shnei charshim, baal mekone, aina mekone. So now we're saying again, that Rabbi is saying that a cheresh and a pikeach, a cheresh and a pikeach, so the cheresh will be kind of the tzichet, that the hagbah of the cheresh cannot help for the pikeach. Because that he's only making a darke sholem de kekinyin, which cannot help for a pikeach, about kaponim, the hagbah of the pikeach, which halachically is not kind of, but it shouldn't be worse than the darkish abayis. It shouldn't be worse than hagbah of two charshim. Now, kaponim the cheresh should be kind. So the Gemara says, "Hi, my no. This doesn't make sense. Im timtzo loyma, afilu you would say, forget about you, Rava. That you, Rava, says that you don't say magbiyim metziel lachaveri kon lachaveri." You only say this only if there's amigo de zochil and nafshi, then that boy helps. So afilu, that's how Rashi said, afilu tim slaim agbiyem etzir lechabere kon lechabere. Ani mili heichet de kamagbalei adata de chavre. That means there's a harmony between both magbiyem. Each one realizes that if he won't be cooperative, he won't pick up for the other one, so no one will be kind. So if you hold that magbiyah mitzila chaveiroi alone is sufficient, so good, it's sufficient, I'll kaponim with an understanding that each one is picking up for the other. Hanim ilaych the kamagbole adaita the chavre. I adaiti, and he's doing it for the chavre with the realization that if I won't do it for the chavre, and he won't do it for me, so none of us will be kinder. So each one who wants to be kinder does for the chava also. But over here, you have a pikeach and a cheresh. Hi, adaiti didei kamagvelei. He wants to be kinder for himself. You say he can't be kinder because he has a shut of a cheresh, and the maisei kinyan of a cheresh is not applicable for a pikeach. Hi, adaiti didei kamagvelei. Iu leikoni. So he's not kind of, because you say, the maisa hagbov, the cheresh cannot help for him. Lachini makne. So he's picking up for the cheresh. He's not picking up for the cheresh. And if he's not picking up for the cheresh, so the cheresh can't be kind of. Ela'ema, mitoich shaloikone pikeach, loikone cheresh. So fakert, so the din will be that none of them will be koine. Since the pikeach is not koine, and he can't be koine through the agbo of the cheresh, so if he's not koine, so he's not picking up for the cheresh either. So no one will be koine. V'chiteimo, maishno, mishnei charshin da'alme, ay, by shnei charshin, where did the darkei sholem fall away? That means you're telling me lomdis, the pekeich is not picking up for the cheresh, so therefore the cheresh can't be kaine. I mean, you're mentioning problems, which when we're speaking about a cheresh, these problems are not applicable. That's the only problem because there's a chesoron in the hagbor. I mean, the cheresh b'chalz ala b'akin. V'af al pikein, they were misakin, that al starke sholem. V'chiteimo, maishno, mishnei charshin da'alme, which you don't have anything, and they're both kaine. Awesome, tkinu l'rabbonon le'osi l'insuye. You have two charshim. And if you're going to take it away from both charshim, which me'iker adin is taka emes, it doesn't belong to any of them, so there'll be a machloikis. There'll be a merive. So me'melech hazal says, leave it by the two charshim. Aba'oche me'mar omar, but here the cheresh will have enough seichel to say, pikeach leikoni ano akni. But here, if the third person will take it away from both of them, so the cheresh is going to say, well, the pikeach lifted it up together with me. You're taking it away from the pikeach. So something is wrong with the kinyan. I don't know the imekadvon, but something, and the pikeach isn't complaining because So if the pikeach wasn't like this, I always feel there's a prejudice against chavshim, and that makes the that's the union of darkei sholom. So he said, let him be kind of finished. But now I see that the take away from the pikeach, some emailers, I see for some reason this third person can take it away. So there'll be no problem of darkei sholom. Some emailer, so no one will be kind of. Let us see what Rashi says. Im timsaloi kloima, afilo im timsaloi magbiyah metziya lechaveiroi. Afilo im timsaloi magbiyah metziya lechaveiroi, kona chaveiroi, vahoch adaita dideka magbalei haipikeyach. But if he can't be kind, is he not doing it for the cheresh? The whole reason they were misakin that a cheresh, the whole reason they were misakin that a cheresh is kind of lazy. So here there won't be a machlekes. There's a merdike. We had a very interesting sugi over here. That means Rav started since I say migu. So told us a chiddush, a cheresh and pikeach both will be kind. Then the Gemara says, both be kind, pikeach can't be kind. Oh, the cheresh will be kind. Then the Gemara says, the cheresh also can't be kind. Okay, so no one will be kind. So we had two extremes over here, from both being kind and none are kind. But there's a very interesting hakdome that Rav said. Rav said, hash the domri, since I said, so Vaistoy's, the Gemara whittled down that no one is kindness. So what is, so how does the Hakdome start? Hash the domri, migad the zochil and nafshi zochinam lachavrei. So how, what's the maskona? Since I said that, so no one will be kindness. And if you didn't say migad the zochil and nafshi, it will be different. I mean, how do we understand the Hakdome? The Rishayim asked this kasha. The Ran says a beautiful teretz. The Ran says like this. The Ran says that before this whole sugya, before we learned Tavches and Medalev, if two people picked up a talis, you'd ask us, so we'll say half belongs to Reuven, half belongs to Shimon. Why is it that way? Because Reuven picked it up, Shimon picked it up, let's say Reuven made half Agbo, Shimon made half Agbo, without being too big of a lam. So it belongs to both of them. That's before Davches. Rabbi Bachom and Rav started telling us there's big problems in this Agbo, since the other one is picking it up, so that so there's a shter on the first Agbo, so you need to be magbi mitzil lechaveira, or maybe magbi mitzil lechaveira also those, need migu de zochi. But that is only after this sugya that we said that there's problems that two people pick up. So, but what would be if we wouldn't be so intelligent? What would be the din if a cheresh and a pikeach would pick up? So we would say, well, the cheresh picked up half, the pikeach picked up half. So each one will be kind of half. I mean, without being a lamban, so each one will be kind of half. Fine. The cheresh is kind of dark ishom, the pikeach is kind of dark ishom. So now, Rav is saying, according to the maskone, v'hashta da omri migu da zochi. That means, I said you need magbi and metziya lechaveri, but you need migu da zochi also. But I was noches is a problem in the hagbo. Means I said you need even more than Rami Bachama said. Rami Bachama said, I said you need, besides maybe, let's see, you need Migo de Zochi. But we were mechadish that two people pick up something, there's a big problem. That without tikunim, no one could be kind. So that's the hakdoma to the maskone. The maskone is no one will be kind of taka. The cheresh won't be kind, the pikeach won't be kind. But this is only based on the yesod that is a problem in the hagbo. There's a problem in the hagbo that the pikeach has to pick up for the cheresh has to pick up for the pikeach, and no one here it doesn't work. The pikeach can't pick up for the cheresh, and he doesn't even zinim for the cheresh. So that this whole yesod is only after we were megale that there's a problem in the Hagbah, and Rami Bochamer said you can solve the problem with the Metziah. I said you need even more than that, you need Mika the Zochi. So now we'll come out and none of them will be koine. But if we would not have the previous Hagdomah, then both would be koine take. The Cheresh made a Hagbah and half, and the Bekech made a Hagbah and half. Let us just learn a little further. Amalei Rav Acha bereida Rav Ada le Rav Ashi v'yukei d'Rami Bachama meheche. Where was Rami Bachama was medayik that if two people pick up a talus together, it helps. And for that he was medayik, and there's a problem. How can it help? It's a So Rami Bucham said, it helps, it's a concept of maybe Mitzilla Chabeiri Kone Chabeiri. So the Gemara is Amalei Ravach, Amalei the Ravad, the Ravashi, do you get the Rami Bucham and Meich? A name on a Reishim, from the Reish of the Mishnah, Shnayim, Oichsim Betalis, we say Yachloiku. So you see that each one gets a half. So the Gemara says, "I'm shulding." Hosam hay koma kula shalivani agbate kula. There we give it. Each one says, "I picked up the whole thing." Vayom akula shali, vano agbate kula. So there, that what we say achloiku is not because we say that they both picked it up together. And with Oiskish Pat Magbi Mitzila Chaveri Kona Chaveri. There we say that Rakelt, each one is Zamursik in the Taos, and each one time is Kulashali. That is why we give each one half, but not that we say that each one picked it up together. Let us see Rash. Aheche Meizi Bova Mishna Seina Kadaik Leima Zoisemers. Hakomer kula shali vanoag batei vaich noima leikna leizev leizev viyove yachav yitlena. How could you say such a thing that a third person should be able to take it away? Bloikalecha toyin ani higbatia. Each one says I picked up the whole thing. Vein kan magbiya metziyah lechaveiro. Uma yesh loy lahoshiv. So how can a third person take it away from him? The third, he says, I picked up the whole thing. How could you take it away from me? Some each one time is I picked it up. Some that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. How could Rami Bachama be arrived from the first bov of the Mishnah? That it's oiskish part of me, mitzil chaveir, kona chaveir, or not a third person can take it away. That was is a din chilkim in the Mishnah. You know why a third person can take it away? Because each one time is I picked up the whole thing alone. And each one is a musik in the talis. That is why a third person can take it away. But there's no raya than me, mitzil chaveir, kona chaveir.